At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The road to a new trial for Alec Murdaugh beginning to be paved. Now, this is not the yellow brick road that leads all the way to the big green tower. But you know what? They're starting to lay some pavement at the start of this. And really, rightfully so, if the allegations are true of jury tampering from the clerk of court. Yeah, Alec Murdaugh is entitled to a new trial, but first it has to go through many hurdles, many different hearings and courts. Where do you think this is going? The fact that we got this needle moved this far now, is this going to be a lot of hurdles for Alec to get where he wants to go, or is this pretty clear path?
I get a headache when I think about another trial. Oh my gosh, what a traumatic, awful trial that was for everybody. I think all the family members, the witnesses, the jurors. I mean, this was just a horrible case. And so I get this tension headache when I think of it all going through the whole thing again, but it may very well be what happens. It's the allegations against the clerk are just horrible. I mean, this is horrible jury tampering. So it may go that way.
It is. Let's look at this from a psychological standpoint, because so much of this case very much relied on the jury's perception of Alec Murdaugh, who he was. Some could easily argue that the reason he was convicted was because all of the information came out in that trial about his bad acts with financial crimes very much making him look like a horrible human being, even admitting to doing these things. That in itself, extremely damning. Take all that out of the equation. If that was not there, I think there is an argument to be made that maybe he would not have been convicted of murdering his wife and son. If there were to be a new trial, those financial pieces of information may or may not be admitted. But even let's say they are, it's not going to be a shock anymore. It's not going to be that, oh, wow moment that took place during the first trial. It'll be already there. And maybe not so much him, oh my gosh, I did these things. Nobody knows about it. We saw a lot of surprises in that, including him changing his testimony as to where he was on Moselle when he finally went up and took the stand, which another thing that probably put a nail in his casket in that trial.
Yeah.
This new one's not necessarily going to have those moments. It's Alec Murdaugh. Anything's possible. But can they paint another picture? Can they, between now and another trial, which would likely be years from now, is there a way to paint Alec in a different light, or has too much damage already been done? And if they could, how?
Well, they would come in with some different strategies, I think. We know so much, as you say, so many details and things that just made him look like another classic psychopath, mm-hmm. but a bit smarter than many of them. It's hard to say what the strategy would be and how it would be presented in a different light, but there would not be the surprises and that the recording, the audio recording on the phone. I do think that was the nail in the coffin this first time. And if they come in without the lies that they told throughout the first trial, it'll be a very different kind of thing. And I'm sorry if we have to go through it again.
Yeah.
Maybe that's selfish. I don't want to have to go through it again. It was just awful.
It makes you wonder, like, what road they will go down, though. I mean, certainly the video's there. They know it's there. Yeah. I guess they have a little bit more time, maybe, to try and figure out.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to approach that differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the video certainly puts him there on a timeline that he denied forever. But now he acknowledges being there on that timeline. It's not a shock that he was there anymore. But what happened? Just because he's there on that video still doesn't quite make him a killer. But it certainly would make him aware of something that would have taken place there. Is it too late? Is it not a possibility anymore for a defense of Alec Murdaugh to come out and say, look, he didn't say anything in the first trial because he was fearing for the life of other family members as well, kind of going down the hit theory, if you will. And he had to keep his mouth shut, but now he's going to be brave and he wants to let you know that he was doing this under duress. Can he take that road anymore? I mean, it seemed like he could have possibly the first round and put some reasonable doubt in there, but certainly didn't go there.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I never felt like we got the full story. I've always felt like there are still secrets, there are still missing pieces. And even his surviving son has said that. I don't think we have the whole story of what happened. So in another trial, would the whole story come out? That if so, then it's worth doing. That would be important. Were there other people involved, even if they're people that he owed money to or whatever? It's, again, one of the stranger. We've got a lot of strange cases. This is another strange one.
Take a look at his behavior in prison and what we've seen thus far. Very casual, very laid back, very like someone who almost feels like this is my interpretation. He's waiting for the cell door to open and he could walk back out and go back to Moselle and live his life or whatever he's wanting to do.
Practicing law.
It doesn't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it actually would look like or what I would expect him to be like in prison, but it's not this. What do you take of his casual, nonchalant, seemingly behavior from behind bars? Is this someone who feels confident and believes that they're going to be exonerated on this at some point in time? Is this someone who is just so narcissistic that he can't see how he's being perceived, or that he believes he didn't even do this, even if he did?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I obviously can't say, oh, I formally diagnosed him as a psychopath because I haven't seen him. But I think the evidence is pretty clear that we can say he certainly got very strong psychopathic tendencies. Mm-hmm. And people like that, they process reality in a very different way. Mm-hmm. And there may be ways that he can make this work for him in prison. He may have some status with other inmates. He may have status with guards. He's a person who likes to chat. He likes to talk. He's an extrovert. He's manipulative. And this may not be as uncomfortable for him as it would be for a normal person.
Yeah.
People with psychopathic tendencies, they don't feel fear the way the rest of us do. And so for most of us, it's like, oh my God, I'm caged, I'm locked in. And this may not be traumatic for him. I mean, I'm sure it would be his preference not to be there, but there can be different ways that people kind of twist reality to feel, I've got a sense of status here and this is not so bad.
Well, he seems to be making the best of it. I mean, he even had a birthday party for his deceased son behind bars.
Oh.
I don't even know. I mean, from a psychotherapist standpoint, what the hell is that?
That's painful, isn't it? It's in the bizarre category. But so much of his behavior was so flagrantly bizarre. the stealing money from people who were victims. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just, it's, yeah, another really odd person had a lot of money and a lot of power.
It makes me wonder, did he already make peace with being behind bars before he was there, going for all those years of doing these financial crimes and just being absolutely horrible to the people that trusted him? At some point, maybe he knew the other shoe was going to fall. The only other, I think, reference I could make or analogy would be when you're in a horrible, abusive relationship, and at some point it's going to end. And when that finally does end and the abuser is pushed out of your life, there's not a lot of sadness. There's not, you've already done grief. You've already mm-hmm. come to terms with mm-hmm. this is over, this is done, and it's fairly quick to move on. I'm wondering if that's kind of how he is feeling. He already made peace with the fact that he'll be behind bars and he's going to make the best of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And his ability to be a chameleon and adapt to different situations, he's very good at that. And so I think he may have known that someday he was going to get caught and this was a possibility, but obviously he wasn't worried about that. I mean, not enough to straighten up and behave differently. He didn't learn from his experiences. And so that leads me to believe that he would continue that even if he were to get a new trial and get out. He's not going to follow the straight path. He'll always be a person that perceives himself in the world differently than the rest of us.
And will likely be behind bars no matter what. Even if he is exonerated on the murder charges, the financial crimes charges will keep him behind bars very likely for the rest of his life. So maybe it is just that. He's more concerned of his name being connected with the murders and maybe just being able to die, not being on the record as killing his wife and son.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.